Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 11th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 590 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Hi, Waka! I'm going to run into what Tauram as well as say. Put your word about Chiramba, put your hands in, and you see me in the good leader factionalism. Stop it wherever you are. Never say one of Shan Sama cronies are quite wild. Sumuka is a jish. Kana ukundizwa sumuka uende kuna baba. Unakumbira rurekerero. Pamwe ungatoregerwawo. Asi kana une nharo, ramba uchiita zvaupita izvozvo. Nokuti baba is also fed up. Nenyaya idzi. Hatiyengereri mberi nemusangano kana tichiita zvatiri kuita zvefashionalism izvi. Muno mumashongene sendra muno. Hazvinoshamisa mhani. Kunze kwokuti ndimi mungadai muchiti maiti navo vari muno. Dzimwe nguva baba vanouya muno. Mungatoti ah.
I'm not a designer. Ah, you must do what I am.
There are under 50 because there are elements in the party who want to remove them from their post illegally. These are officially constituted chairperson who won the presidential election, and they have the support of the people.
From Kana Timot in every proposal, Munzo, Gundalo, Yasegelong, everything on Kun, Timoch in the vote of no confidence, Ipine Ipumele, Lovande, and our Endulanga to be. Endulanga, that's who we Gulum Kangan, Kuma Labono Zindava, Eves, Kumez, sitting where all local is Bambile, as Antiman de Vele and Injalo, Lava, the Vesamutuam Kipe, by Shulegile.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the growing factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Five ZANU-PF provincial chairpersons alleged to be linked to Vice President Joyce Mujuru have been dismissed by the rival faction, allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. The latest victim is Materon South provincial chairperson Andrew Langer.
The state-controlled and ZANU-PF leaning newspapers and also the state broadcaster, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, have also been unrelenting in their attacks on the alleged Mujuru-led faction. And of course, the party congress is next month, but the party seems to have reached its Damascus moment already. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa ne bata murefu bata mfupi iri kuitika iyo mubato re ZANU PF vana sachigaro vanosvika iyo vashanu vadzingwa kana kuti vambomiswa basa mubato iroro vachinzi havasi kunyatsotsigira zvine mutsindo amai Grace Mugabe vadzingwa ava vano sanganisa va Andrew Langa vatiri kunzwa kuti vachangodzingwa ku Mat South kuna retired Brigadier General Kalisto Gwanetsa kumasvingo kuchitiwo vatemba muliswa vakatanga kudzingwa kumashonaland West Province va Jason Machaya vakadzingwawo ku Midlands Province koti Ambassador Amos Midzi muHararo vamwe vari kunzi ngava rove pasi kana kuti ngavasiye basa ndiva Ray Kaukonde kumashonaland East Province uyewo kwamutare tanzwa kuti vechidiki vamiramira vakaenda pamahofisi ezanu PF vakati hakuna izvozvo zvinoitika ndo vekudivi rinonzi riri kutsigira amai mujuru asi vakaukonde zvinenge zviri kunzi kwaitwa mademonstrations kumarondera uko vachinzi ngavasiye basa Gibbs
zvorokani ndaba ndingatona njani njengoba uBlessing nje eibeka indaba yetu namhlanje sixoxa ngengxabangxoza ekhona kuzanu PF sizuleke ukuthi kulalabo kade bengaphathi bentambo kuzanu PF abama provinces phela abezabelo ababalisa ke uretired brigadier general Callisto Kwanetsa kuzobuya ke emashonaland west khona ngale umnumzana uThemba Mliswa kuzobuya ke emidlands province umnumzana Jason Machaya eHarare sikhuluma ke ngomnumzana Amos Mitsi kukhanya zani litsobethe ngabachayi phansi sikhuluma nje okwamanje ke Blessing sizwile kulombiko osovela amathebeleni south othi umnumzana langa laye sokuthiwa achaye phansi kuthiwa ke abantu bonke laba kabenzi kuhle kubandla lezanu PF kodwa singathi siyabuyela emuva sikukhangela nje kuhle siyakhumbula ukuthi iphephandaba le-Herald labhala simle sithi kulabantu abadinga ukuthi kulungiswe ezabelweni kodwa ke nxa wawu ungabala ke udatshana lwangkhona lwalungakhanya ukuthi luya ngaphi njalo luvela ngaphi konke lokhu kwenziwa ngoba kule Congress ebuyayo ngo-December so bo laba abakhitshwayo kuthiwa badlelana ke lo nkosikazi Joyce Mjuru ongu-vice president asikwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani umnumzana ye kunganikuziva la
Of course, the ZANU-PF Congress is coming up next month. And this seems to be the problem because President Robert Mugabe is 90 years old now, though he has indicated that he still wants to be the president. It appears this has not stopped the growing factionalism in his party, and the factions are allegedly led by his deputy vice president, Joyce Mujuru, and the other one is allegedly led by Justice Minister Patrick Emerson Mnangagwa, rather. And like we indicated, the Congress is there next month, but some chairpersons have already been suspended. We have our guests lined up, Gibbs. The first one... from the UK, we have Mr. Clifford Mashiri, a PhD candidate, is a political analyst and also a former Zimbabwe diplomat to Ethiopia, that is in Addis Ababa. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have another political analyst and ZANU-PF leaning, or you can say ZANU-PF activist, that is Mr. Morris Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. In the belly, they say what? Ingabangoza.
Ingabangoza.
ZANU-PF. What is happening in the Revolutionary Party, Mr. Ngwenya?
Well, what is happening in the Revolutionary Party is they are trying to reorganize the party. We remember when these current provincial chair people were chosen. There was a lot of controversy, but the Politburo decided to put the matter to rest without perhaps really looking deeper into the problems that were raised during that time. So it's really a continuation of the problem that can be retraced to the time of elections, whereby people who perhaps manipulated the system ended up being at the helm, but right down in the structures, people would have preferred other people. That is why we have a vote of no confidence in most of these provinces. And I wouldn't be surprised if it goes all the way to all the provinces.
But before we leave on that point, Mr. Ngwenya, do you still remember the Politburo saying that, some other provinces are okay, except Mashonaland West? Do you still remember that? So people are defying what the Politburo came out with. Are we right there?
No, are you talking about the during that time when the elections were held?
Soon after, yes.
Okay, yeah, it was about the system, you know. But like I am saying, the chairman might have manipulated the system. There was no problem if you can talk about much worse. at that time, because perhaps he campaigned well and there was nothing wrong with that. But if you look at the chairman's allegations of Marsh West, those allegations came after, like his involvement with USA spies and all other things that came up. The problem that surfaced after, not before the elections.
Thank you so much. Let's bring in Mr. Mashiri. Mr. Mashiri, are you convinced by Mr. Ngonyasa explanation? Or as they say, if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats. Is it that these guys
That's
were corrupt?
Quite right. I agree with what you say, you know, on the example of the goats, you know, falling victim, you know. I think Mr. Ngwenya is very wrong. And how he is wrong is that this is not a reorganization of the party the way it should be, you know, in conventional terms. It's a reorganization in inverted commas by the back door, undoing democracy within ZANU-PF in an orchestrated vote of no confidence in people who were elected. And it's very suspect in the sense that it's targeting one faction only. This also exposes, you know, the flaws of ZANU-PF elections. If these people were elected and all was well, and now because of the factionalism that has gone up and gone public with Grace Mugabe, you know, trying to become a president, all of a sudden those elections are being revisited. Those elections are no longer valid only if they belong or they elected someone belonging to a faction that does not support Grace Mugabe. This is a wake-up call to ZANU-PF, even those diehards, with due respect, including our friend Mr. Ngwenya. They should wake up and smell the coffee. They should know what is happening in the party, that this is setting a very dangerous precedent. These are the things that were happening against the opposition when they were being targeted and frustrated, including what is still here right now. The opposition has been manipulated, but focusing on ZANU-PF itself, factionalism, yes, it's there, and unfortunately Mugabe has chosen his faction, and whatever is being done is a bloodless coup by Mugabe, which is revealing his undisclosed succession plan. It's in action. His wife is due to go for a second round now. That is of his rallies. This is all we see in his endorsement, that now go and attack them. You are getting the information from the secret services, from these intellectuals. We know them in the media, you know, run by ZANU-PF. How can they be, you know, telling us that Andrew Langer is not democratically elected? Brigadier General Gwanessa in Masingo, and we have, you know, Machaya. He has been declared unelected properly, or they are not doing things properly. They are not working on the ZANU-PF mandate. I'm concluding. And Ambassador Midzi, all of a sudden, he is no longer, you know, doing what ZANU-PF wants. Lastly, Kaukonde is in trouble. And he might not last as a ZANU-PF member opposed to Grace Mugabe's faction. So, in short, this is Mugabe's bloodless coup, which is taking place within ZANU-PF.
Thank you, Mr. Mashiri. Mr. Ngwenya, you heard what Mr. Mashiri was saying there. He said it also serves as a warning to you. In short, he was saying, if I get him right... If you dance with a crocodile, you must expect the song to come to an end.
Certainly, yeah. Baba Ngwenya, ngaso sikhangela sibili asikhuluma iqiniso. Isizathu esinye sifakiweyo lapha ukuthi kuthiwa bafuna ukugenqula umongameli. Nxa ufuna ukugenqula umongameli, i-treason. Kanti indawo bengabotshwa, bengene kuthiwa bebezama ukutsha ikhulu. Akunjalo mnumzana?
Yeah, lapha kumele sinandele ubana kulomehluko. Ikhuwo okukhulunywa ngayo lapha ekusebenzisa amandla lithathe izikhali yehlukene lalokhu ukuthi lizahamba lithenga abantu ukwenzela ukuthi lisebenzise indlela ezikhona, singathi ama-system akhona awokukhetha kumbe awokuthi kusibane nzani lokho kodwa kusibane lingayenzi lokho yikho lapho yikho lapho umehluko okhona khona ukubana njengoba likubona amanyathelo ukubana ngabe kuthiwa bathatha izikali kumbe basebenze ngalendlela ephula umthetho ye besigangela ukubana abantu bengabotshwa kodwa ngenxa yokuthi basebenzise ama-system wona lawa esingathi ikumanipulator kumbe ukusebenzisa indlela ezivele ezikhona yikho kumele besetshenziselwe labo indlela ezikhona ezokwenqabela khona ukuze kungayenzakali.
But omunye umuntu angathi ikhu yikhu phela i-bloodless khu bese kubuya nekhu khu sibili yokuthi dubula umuntu umbulale baba ngwenye asikumqiniso la ikhu
ya kumele unanzele ubana lelo livale lokuthi khu liyakwanisa ukusetshenziswa kungaba sesikolo uyakwanisa ukuthi amatitshala enza ikhu kubani kumongameli wabo kumbe u-headmaster wabo kodwa yikho ngicasisa lapho ukubana ikhulo nongokwalo ivala lelo i-definition yalo esikhangelekiwe ye ngekukhipha umongameli welizwe ngamandla kodwa lapha ukusetshenziswa kwalo lapha singakhangela lokho yikuthi anjabona ukuthi lapha sikhuluma ngeparty umuntu nxa esithi ulilunga leparty kumele alandele lokho yabeyave kuyikho epartini hatshi ukuthi uzahamba ensitsha ebeseqalisa ukuthi ahlamukele abakhokheli ababe bekhona kumbe baqoqe izinto ezinjengazonezo ezingayisizo eziqondileyo ngenxa yokuthi phela kuphathi ungathatha isikhundla siyabe sikhangela ubana uhambise phambili izinqumo zephathi kumbe i-ideology yephathi hatshi okwakho okwehlukene nalokho kumele okukhangele ubana ukwenza.
Yeah, according to Mr. Nkwenya, you know, I asked him a question whether this is a coup or not. If you read the yellow, he says this is a plot to, you know, topple the president. So he says, it's sort of like a coup, you know, but not precisely a coup. So he says it's bloodless in the sense that, you know, they are using party structures to effect that kind of coup. But I said the coup is a coup. I don't know how Mr. Mashiri takes it, you know.
Mr. Mashiri, is this the end of ZANU PF as we know it, or, you know, it's something that happens often in the party? For they say on the day the monkey is destined to die, all the trees become slippery. What is happening?
What is happening? We can speculate that this is the beginning of the implosion of ZANU-PF. And this implosion is not in our national interest because there are fears that this may, you know, degenerate into civil conflict, if not a civil war. If you notice Mrs. Mujuru's response at the weekend, a very, very careful, well-worded statement that let's pray. Yes, she may have been addressing, you know, it's the Salvation Army people. It must have been a religious event and so on. But still, there were allusions to what we are talking about. ZANU-PF is in serious trouble. We are seeing the beginning of a very, very protracted, we would say, chaotic future for ZANU-PF. We don't want to say this is the end of it. They are going to fight not only through votes and all these manipulations of votes of no confidence, but they are likely to fight in the streets. And, you know, these war veterans are likely to position themselves. Hopefully, they will not have access to arms.
Thank you so much. I hope Mr. Nkwenya is listening. Right, Mr. Nkwenya?
Yes. Unfortunately, that is wishful thinking from my colleague. I'm sure he knows very well the history of ZANU-PF. Such conflicts, such misunderstandings have always been there, even during the liberation struggle. And you remember also, it should be 2003, 2004, when those chairmen were also suspended, nothing happened. There was no war, and this is more or less like a replica of what happened way then. Therefore, as far as I'm concerned, ZANU-PF is intact, and it's just a cause of democracy happening, right? And those in ZANU-PF know very well that this is not even a single threat to the party, but perhaps to individuals who might wanted to occupy certain posts.
Thank you so much. We'll see what this will come up to. I mean, for the opposition, Mr. Dube, as they say, a fight of grasshoppers is good news to the crow. Regatiende kubuterere yokutanga mgoma Sydney, magadi. Tiribo, ndimkoma blessing, mgoma jonga.
Sorry.
Aiwa tirinani zvedu kuri sei ikoko.
ndinoda kuti ndingoyambira hangu vakuru vanonzingwenya vanoda kudefenda gede bhora ragoha kudhara ari difendeki ratokurosa rani zvana dhevoka zvavari kutaura izvo ndofunga vanoverenga kusere kwemakavha emabhuku zvano yaora that's a fact zvaro 2003 kwakambodai zvanga zvisina intensity seyatiri kuona inhasi uno wanti zvazoinova vari kutaura nezvefactionalism thing like that it varongo vakadhazazi it takes two to tango muri kutaura nezvekuti uyu ane faction kana kune faction why it means kune imwezvi ehe why are they not considering that ndafarira zvataurwa neumwe memba yataura achitaura kuti panyaya yedhibhugadhato achochuza asaksesa wake saka anenge asingabhilongi ikoko it means they now become an enemy saka ngavashati manager dainai manager iam telling you pane zvakaitwa zvakawanda navamugabe zvezvikavamba mujuru tinoedze corruption idzodzizi hapana asiri mukora kuti muhai yake yezano yese the reason is uyu mugabe anoprotekta maskeletos ari mukabodi make because ndiye ane zvombo as we speak so nyaya dzokuti taura muchida vanhu vachida kuisa lipstick padatha hazvinzi raii yavataura chokwadi nyaya iyi yaonesesa muzanupif hasa zvamboitika muzanupif vana rugare vakuti vana rugare guno vakunzi maserausi nhasi kwanza vamakabva kuchi vatora 1980 vachinge vari mubato ivavo kutoesa maripoaoinzezat utengeso hwanga hwaenda kuti hatisi kuda vanhu vane mugire problem ripresident mugari vakarera nyayai nekuna kokuti vaisrael vakasati gari vanoenda kuhek ndizatisfosure vanoenda kuhek tina vai president vedu hazvina hazvo mhaka vamwe hatigoni kunyomba but zvekuitika mupati medu zvakashata vana vangwenya you must let to tell the truth we are going to regret zvinoitwa najonathan mullins at some point
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Sydney
ya tirino zvano patirikuzviona and tirikutaura kuti iko zvino izvi anovanoziva zvakaitwa nemunhu ngaataura because I will tell you maemujuru zvaiwa maemujuru zvishoma izvi aizve
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Sydney kupinda muchirongwa chedu
zvinopisa hasha mani
aiwa tinozvinzwisisa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Sydney
ngavasiye maemujuru vakadaro munoziva hamene kuti mwari akatirasire izvi toita futi imwe third generation zvino tibatsirei toda kuti tiite iko zvino hapana kana munhu ari kutarisa kuti nyika iri kupefoma sei pain terms of economics zvese zvirikuzeva zvazodai he zvazodai mapani chairman amwe mabhizi kudzinga nhasi vazokanganisa nhasi pesaka pane vayarga vari maipungei nazvo ozozoonga kusinaiti mameetings ebee constitution yebato zvanhu zvabuda nhasi nokuti unotungamidza munhu wamunoti akadzidza nezorera nyaya yeutaraki kuti enda ndoshaudha yangu that's wrong
it's wrong
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Sydney
thank you
tinotenda of course Sydney says he's a ZANU-PF member
yes
and is not pleased by what is happening in his party he's not mincing his words he's warning that this will not end well and of course he says he's surprised by the attacks on the person of the vice president and also the party spokesperson.
Let's hope that all this is going to end very peacefully.
Indeed.
We shudder to think, you know, something to do with blood. And, you know, shedding of blood is not an easy thing. Eh?
Yes, this Swahili say, if you cannot solve your conflict peacefully, you cannot solve war peacefully.
That's it. So now, we say, Mnumzanu Chabalala, a blessing. Baba Chabalala, unjani kula mpe koli?
Ya pila, unjani kota.
Ah, ispilile mshengu. Unjani kula mpoke?
Ah, tina siya pila, nishama kazanyana, dike la tuguna.
Eh, nasi ngorku ya iso lao, baba, si bambile lao.
Yebo, yazi ukuthi mina kuyangikhathaza lokho okwenzeka ezweni elihle kangaka. Uyabona ukuthi idemokrasi kube yaqha kwasekuqaleni nje ngabo-1980 nje ngabe yonke into ihamba kahle ikuthi nje ayizange
usakhona nje mshengo ecingweni cheta kancane jabala cheta kancane ya sesimluzile ubekhuluma ngedemocracy sam thinta njalo ecingweni kade ngakaqedisi vele umtsho wakhe yeah I think we can go back to let's say Mr. Mashiri, yeah. Are we talking about measured democracy in ZANU-PF right now? What type of democracy is this?
This is actually not even democracy at all. Because here we are saying these provincial leaders of ZANU-PF were elected, and we were made to believe they were elected transparently then. And it's strange and very curious that now, you know, it's Grace Mugabe who is now, you know, declaring them invalid or that they have not been doing the party's work. She is the one who is, you know, according to what we are reading, she is the one who is endorsing or not endorsing their elections, apart from their performance having been elected. And curiously, again, we are saying, why are they all from one faction?
Yeah, so uyakhuluma lapho umnumzana Mashiri sibili ukuthi hayi kanye kuyahlupha khona ngale njalo-ke engilakho lapha blessing lo mlayezelo or Facebook messages I've got just a few of them. Do you have anything on WhatsApp?
Not yet.
So on Facebook we've got King Arthur who says really is this what is happening? Then I've got Vincent Giane who writes who cares about what is happening in ZANU-PF. Then Temba Nyanga writes this party is no longer fit to be called ZANU-PF. Its new name should be Mugabe PF or President Robert Mugabe PF. He says he's driving the party single-handedly.
Yeah.
So I think I've got these two messages. Yes. See, your name is Morris.
Morris, your response.
Well, I'm very disappointed by Mr. Mashiri because he's deliberately misleading people. We talked about this earlier on that there were complaints about the election of this chairman in the various provinces. But he's saying we were meant to believe that those elections were democratic. Yet he knows very well that we really pointed to this, that during the time of those elections, there were complaints and the issue. The Politburo decided to compromise at that moment because there were other pressing issues. It should be very clear to anyone that a chairman must be clear on being the custodian of the party's ideology in that particular province. If you look at what is happening, a vote of no confidence is done by certain people. And those people make constitute numbers that can be traced. There are people voting for that no vote of confidence. Therefore, what can you talk about when you say there is no democracy there? You see, I'm very glad that ZANU-PF is adapting, actually, to the latest political trends in the world. Corruption should never be covered up because it is a cancer. What is happening right now is very good that the party is really adapting to what we expect to be the custodian of this country, whereby corruption should be pointed out, and those that are not functioning properly, be it in government positions or in the party position, should really be told to step aside. If you look at what is happening maybe in other political parties, that is where the question of democracy should be asked. When someone is nominated by 11 provinces only to lose to someone who was nominated by one province.
Mr. Ngwenya, we'll be back with you. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a bit. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.